Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Julio Becker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Sicotte. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Al Sicotte. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Foster Castleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy O'Dell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy O'Dell. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Yost moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yost scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Sievers moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Pilarczyk goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 1, Orioles, 1. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Yost reaches second base with a double. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. Two outs. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seavers hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Aspromonte applying the tag. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bridges moves to third. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney is hit by the pitch. Aspromonte moves to second. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bridges tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Senators. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott is 0-for-1 in the game. Sicott hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann strikes out. 1 out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sickott fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Triandos moves to third. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Triandos scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 3-2, Senators. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Castleman takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Billy O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Dell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Dell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Dell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Courtney for a passed ball. Gardner moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pilarczyk bunts towards first. Becker fields the ball and throws to Clevenger covering. Safe. Gardner moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann strikes out. 1 out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. Pilarczyk moves to third. It's Senators, 3, Orioles, 3. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 3. The Senators will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Courtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castleman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0-for-2 in the game. Odell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 3. The Senators will come to bat. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Becker strikes out. One out. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 3. The Senators will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearson for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Courtney hits a line drive into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.